Welcome to Koi Sports CIC Grassroots Podcast, where, as always, the focus is on connecting business with grassroots sports and indeed charities, both here in the UK and throughout the world. This is Tony Rice, and it is my honour to welcome to you to elite Koi Sport member, award-winning solicitor and former head of the Leicestershire Legal Society. It's Bushra Ali from Bushra Ali Solicitors. Good evening. How are you?
Hi, Tony. A bit nervous not knowing what to expect.
Relax, Bushra. You're in safe hands, and it's just a good chin wag with two human beings.
Thank you for having me.
But Bushra, always I like to get to know the people I speak with, and always it's a joy for me to speak to Koi Sport members because I know they're all great human beings. But yeah, just tell me a little bit about your background. I mean, goodness me, I think you put me to shame, for I can merely converse in English. I think you have multi languages at your disposal.
Wow. Okay, where do I start? Background. So my parents are of Pakistani origin. I was born in Huddersfield in West Yorkshire at the age of two. I was when we moved to North Wales in Wrexham. So that's where I grew up. Primary school, high school, college. I suffered from cataracts, so I was partially blind, nearly 80% blind. And I had it as a child, which was really, really rare. So they needed to wait for my eyes to mature before they could operate. But anyway, three pieces of surgery, had all my eyelashes cut off as a child so they could operate. Thankfully, they grew back. And eyesight corrected. I thrived in study, which is what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. I remember my careers tutor told me, "Oh, Bushra, let's be honest, you're Asian, you're a female, there's no place in law for you. Why don't you do home economics?" And that was exactly what I needed, because I was the kind of person, if you tell me I can't do something, how dare you say that, I'm definitely going to prove you wrong. And off I went on my law journey, as it were.
Amazing voyage you've been on there. But just to focus in on that point, because it is interesting, the preconceptions people make, and so many people, that becomes almost a self-fulfilling prophecy for all too many, isn't it? But Bushra, you just said, not me. You say no, I say I'll show you. I guess that's a really important message there for so many people, I would say.
It is a really important message. I could have taken it to say, I think my teacher's right. Okay, maybe it's not for me. And it could have been the start of that self-doubt. And it wasn't. If there was any doubt, perhaps beforehand, should I do it? It helped really ignite that. And I knew I am going to do it. And it's this idea that young individuals will often look towards that profession, wherever it may be. Do they see people that look like them, walk like them, talk like them, have their characteristics? And I'll use a phrase of the boardroom, and often they would look at the boardroom table, and if they don't see someone that looks like them, it can often be the reason why they decide not to do it. And it's this idea around some of the projects that we're running and mentoring is be the change and be bold and brave to be the first. And just make sure you are not the last.
It's about bringing about that positive change
because we've all got something unique to bring.
I love that so much. It's truly inspiring. And as you say, you know, we're all faced with a choice, and we can accept and be limited, or we can say, well, let's see, let's push those boundaries. Let's, as you say, brilliantly, be the way. Absolutely marvelous. And now your way has taken you obviously through the very hard studying through law. I know initially practicing at a prestigious firm in London. What made you then go, right, well, I've reached a level, but this isn't enough anymore. I want to run my own firm. Talk me through that process.
I think it was this idea where I remember my father using these words, was to say, don't get comfortable and content. Yes, enjoy and savor that moment of what you've achieved, but always, always set out your next goal, And what do you want to achieve? So it was, well, I want to study law. Well, the local university doesn't teach law. As a Muslim female, single, wanting to go out of the area and study law, My parents had to go to their elders and seek permission, and it was absolutely not. This is what's going to happen. When you're given an opportunity, when often, let's say, society, community, a certain sector is waiting for things to go wrong, it's, you know, that I've been given this opportunity, and if I do this right, it's going to pave the other way, pave the way for many of the Bushras like me to then be allowed to go on and do this. And it's one thing to do that. So with studying law, I remember I've got a loud laugh, a really loud laugh. And I remember an auntie heard me and she'd said, "Do you not know girls are to be seen and not heard?" And you know, and it really got me. I thought, well, no, I'm loud and I'm proud about it.
Absolutely.
I want to have a voice. And I hadn't been brought up in a certain way. And in the way that, let's say, stereotypically back then within the community, that people were saying, well, why aren't you getting her married? You know, she's going to be past her sell by day. You know, and all these things. But because my parents were focused on education, they didn't think like that. So it's about being given the opportunity, I think. And then you go on to do the next thing, studying law, graduating. Right. I know I want to go and graduate at the bar. I want to be a barrister. Doing that, advocating every single day, going to court for people. But Tony, what I missed was I'm a people's person.
Yes.
And I was going to court and presenting in front of the judge. That was great. But I really wanted to be involved at the beginning of a case with that client, listening to their story, shaping their case right from the beginning. So I thought, I'm going to go and cross-qualify as a solicitor. So I decided to do that. And one thing led to another. I knew I wanted to continue to practice as a solicitor. It brought me to Birmingham, where I qualified. And I was practicing and waiting for that opportunity to get to the top. And then I was headhunted for a post to come and set up an immigration department at a law firm in Leicester.
Here we are.
And that was the door opening to coming to Leicester, working in Leicester at a firm that specialised in mental health. I had set up the immigration department. There came the first set of awards, and I was really able to get my feet under the table in Leicester, being a completely new city to me, and getting to that comfort point and really realizing I have a vision. I know what I want to do. I know what my passion is. I know the people that I want to serve and support. And knowing what I want to do, I feel I'm ready to take that next step now to set up my business to be able to help me further what I want to do in supporting those individuals.
Should just pause there for 1 second, because once again, your passion, your drive and your determination are truly inspiring. But once again, we get to this pivotal moment. Was there again naysayers? Bushra, you're already doing well. Settle for this. Bushra, you know, whatever is expected now for you. Again, were you faced once again with that moment of truth almost, where you knew yourself, the vision, you knew what you were capable of, but versus that sort of pressure to just stick?
I think my biggest avatar was myself. And when you know I want to do something, there was always, but what if, but what if? I went through that. I was headhunted and I accepted the post in Leicester. And I went to a melting down point. And I remember I was on the phone and I was crying to my dad. And I said, I don't know a single person in Leicester. Where am I going to bring the work from? And Dad said, did you know anybody in London when you went there? Did you know anybody in Birmingham when you went there? And, you know, and Dad went through my entire journey since the day I graduated. And every city I had gone on to work in, I didn't know a single person, but I followed my dream of my career. And it was just yourself. It's yourself. And even setting up the firm, I was saying to myself, because my husband was working at the same firm as an assistant in my department. So I knew when we went, both of us were going to have to go. We just bought our house. You've got a mortgage. This is how both of your incomes are going to go. Setting up a firm is not easy. There was so much, but I think my belief and conviction in what I wanted to do was so great that yes. I was willing to take that step. And oh my God, it wasn't easy. At times we thought, what have we done? Mm-hmm. And it was not easy. But it's looking back now, being able to choose what work I take on,
yes.
the way I want to support people.
Yes.
I've not got the pressure of having to meet somebody's expectations, and I can serve the individuals that I want to. And in that sense, it was the right decision.
I'm really pleased that you can look back and appreciate the challenges have been overcome. You've made your way in this thing called life, Bushra, which is absolutely astonishing. I don't know much, but I believe this much, that nothing good comes easy, that we must rise above and seek beyond. And that is your way, which is absolutely brilliant. I'm really quite intrigued to get to know a little bit more about the fascinating world of immigration law, which is, of course, your specialism there at Bushra Ali Solicitors. It's all over the news, isn't it? Obviously, very timely at the moment. I guess it's incredibly diverse and obviously quite nuanced. But just to the layman, give us a flavour of what immigration law entails.
So the individuals that I help are either already in the UK wanting to apply to stay here on a certain basis, or they're individuals outside of the UK that want to come here. Now, people don't realise that immigration can affect even those individuals that are born here. A basic everyday example would be John, born UK, white, studied here, graduated with a degree in chemistry, thinking, what do I want to do? Decided I'm going to go backpacking around the world for a year before I start working. He goes backpacking, goes through Canada, and that's where he met Layla, the love of his life. And they want to get married, they get engaged, he comes back mm-hmm. and says, what on earth do I need to do mm-hmm. to apply for Layla to join me yes. here? We're going to get married, what is the process? What do I have to be earning?
Yes.
What English tests does my partner need to do? How do we prove this is a genuine relationship? Mm-hmm. How do we prove where we're going to live? And there are so many requirements mm-hmm. to be met. Mm-hmm. So this idea that immigration only affects persons that are from abroad, weren't born here, and all yes. of those issues is really trying to address those misconceptions mm-hmm. too. Thinking of businesses, UK yes. businesses. So a great example is we've had an Italian restaurant, and we've just represented a hockey club in Peterborough that wanted to bring over an international sports player for their oh, team yeah. for one of their tournaments. And in the other example, they wanted to bring over a specialist chef. So we assist businesses in applying from the Home Office for a license so that they're allowed to employ individuals. Mm-hmm. And then they bring those persons over, whether they are professional sports persons, mm-hmm. whether they are skilled workers,
yes.
come and work for them. So marriage visas, working for individuals, families, children joining their parents. There are lots of different examples.
Bushra, absolutely fascinating. But no, 2 days are the same, which I guess keeps you on your toes. And as you really eloquently explained there, it affects so many, and it is not just that which you might immediately assume when you hear the word immigration. If it affects somebody listening, want to learn a bit more and maybe seek some of your guidance, what's the best way to engage with you?
The best way is give us a call. So that's 0116 28 34567, or you can go onto our website. You'll find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter also. It's Bushra Ali Solicitors. Type that in, you will find us.
Fantastic. And Bushra, you know, again, we'll learn a bit more about Bushra Ali Solicitors in just a moment. But what's brought you to this very podcast, of course, is your relationship with Koi Sports. And we salute you and really appreciate you as a member. I'm always really fascinated to learn. How did you yourself learn about Koi Sports and get involved?
Oh, I bring down a long story. During the time that I was president of the Law Society, I found my passion in being able to really serve the community and be a voice for social issues. And probably three quarters into my year, it really made me think that I want to continue to do this. And that's when the Bushra Ali Group was born. So the Bushra Ali Group is an organization which I set up that would be a platform to raise awareness for social issues. We've run many projects underneath it, including Empowered Women, Empowering Women, Equality, Diversity, Inclusion, the new mentoring program for university students, and the Domestic Violence Project, to name a few. And I had come across Dave on LinkedIn, and I had read about what he was doing, and I contacted him. At that time, we were the UK's first law firm to appoint a paid corporate social responsibility lead. I had asked Aisha to get in touch with Dave at that point and arrange a Zoom. And we had a Zoom meeting, and I intended to talk about one thing, and yes, I learned so much, especially about Koi Sports, yes, that I was, tell me more. When is your next networking mm-hmm. event? How can I get involved? Where do I sign up?
Brilliant. And Bushra, honestly, you just blow my mind with your warmth, your benevolence, and just how open you are to all these things. And I know your support, as every single Koi Sports member's support, is so valued. And I know yours in particular is actually having a bit of a global reach, going out to support Simply Gymnastics out in the United Arab Emirates. How did you focus in on them to offer your support to?
Well, how I came to choose, that's where I wanted the support to go. I was really particular with Dave. I said, I don't know which organisation it is, but this is the type of organisation I want to support. And I was very, very specific, wanting to look at an organisation that magnifies, encourages, supports individuals that are differently abled, that have a disability, in getting involved in sport, whatever it may be. And the idea behind it and why I wanted to do it, thinking back to when I had my disability and I was blind and I couldn't see, people were always trying to put me in a box, thinking, oh, you'll be lucky if you pass, you know, just focus on just trying to get that done. And, you know, in comments you'd hear, oh, your sister's much cleverer than you. Mm. She is, but you don't realise the complex you're giving people when you're saying those things. And it wasn't that mentally I wasn't capable. Mm. I couldn't see.
Yes.
You know, when you sit at the back of the class hoping that the teacher doesn't ask you to read from the board because you can't see a yes. thing. And I remember after having that operation, being able to see, seeing the birds, seeing the colour of the carpet when I came home, and you've been given that opportunity. Mm. Now, what are you going to make of it? And it was, this is the box. You want to put me in there, and I am going to be outside that box. Now, what are you going to do about it? And it was wanting to really be able to do that. That was to say, we have this stigma. We have, for example, in cultures, there is this problem where girls are born, oh, well, we're going to give the girl away anyway. Why are we going to educate her? Yeah. Oh, we'll educate the boy. He will stay with us. He's the one that's going to bring in the income. Now, when you already have gender and things like that against you, and then you add a disability on
top, yes,
there are cultures and places in this world where, sadly, if someone is differently abled, has that disability, or is a child of determination, you will put them in the corner and say, that's it. No, you just sit there. And forget that it might be my hand that lets me down, but my shoulders, my knees, my legs, my brain, my intellect, my mouth, they work. And I might really surpass you in probably 50 of the qualities that I have. So it's wanting to try to address those and encourage parents to really get their children involved in sport. Let them find that passion. They may already have that passion that they want to get involved in things, but no one's there to support and encourage them. And I just believe Sarah is doing an absolutely amazing job with those brilliant children.
They really, truly are. And we'll hear more from Sarah a little bit later in this very podcast. And once again, your lived experience comes through there, Bushra. And you know, I truly think you are genuinely a beacon, and it's a joy to appreciate your time and company. Coming back though to yourself there at Bushra Ali Solicitors, one of the things that's really struck me through this conversation is that you have been given this appreciative stance, which has come with a fierce ethic, but also a little bit of a visionary too, it seems to me. So can you tell me a little bit of the vision for Bushra Ali Solicitors over the next few years?
Our core values are really, really important to me. And when I was sitting down and really thinking about our vision, where do we want to go? It was important for me to really reflect on, well, who are we and what makes us what we are? And it was about, well, we believe ourselves to be a center of excellence. We believe ourselves to, well, we pride ourselves on being a center of education. I love being able to take on an individual to join the staff team who has no experience but has bags of passion. I absolutely love teaching individuals and helping them nourish and grow. And it's about building that best team. Mm-hmm. And now where I'm at is thinking about consistency and thinking there's only so much that I can do. And when you want to grow, it's important that you don't grow so fast and in such a way that you don't have consistency. Mm-hmm. And I need to ensure that the team that I am building are in line with the core values of the mm-hmm. firm, how we aim to support every individual. We really look after our team. We treat clients as part of our family. We focus mm-hmm. on quality as opposed to quantity. Mm-hmm. So I really want to focus on building the right team. And my team has really got to have an absolute passion
yes.
for that corporate social responsibility work, because I think that is really our DNA and what makes us different. It's about always wanting to give back. And I remember this brilliant, brilliant sentence that someone had said to me once, and she'd said, Bushra, we're always trying to keep up in this race. And whilst you're climbing that ladder, from time to time, don't forget to turn around and help that next person up.
Indeed.
And it just really means so much. In today's day and age, we see so much competition, insecurity, negativity. And when someone is doing well, tell them they're doing well.
Indeed.
You know, when you feel absolutely, you have done fantastically well, say that. You know, the fact that somebody's done well doesn't negate anything that you have done. It's to be inspired by them. And it's really, really important we support one another. Mm. So that's where my focus is now, is to really make sure that our corporate social responsibility work remains side by side mm-hmm. with the work that we're doing at the firm. And I feel that's what makes us different and makes us at the end of the day. It's what gets me out of bed every morning.
I love that. I love the way you broke it down as if to say it's in our DNA. It's our program. It's what we are all about. For us all here to be further inspired, to gather a wealth of information, or potentially to tap in to you as a wonderful resource. Bushra, once again, remind me and those listening of how we can engage with you online, across social media, in any way that is best to seek you out.
Well, I'm on my emails 24 hours a day. So Bushra@BushraAliSolicitors.co.uk. Our telephone number 011628 34567. It took a long time to choose that number and find a good one.
I love
and
that.
Our website, www.bushraalisolicitors.co.uk. Thank you.
No, my pleasure. It's been a joy. Bushra, I love that phone number. I think that's genius. It's, as I say, been a real absolute pleasure to appreciate your company. You've inspired me. You put a big smile on my face, Bushra, and I'm sure you've really helped out and inspired a lot of people listening too. Is there anything else in closing that you'd like to either crystallize or just draw to our attention, or just simply, you know, just state, if feel free, anything in closing?
I would like to say the one thing that I learned in my life, really important to me, is don't worry about what other people are doing and the pace that they're doing it at. Don't try to become a carbon copy of someone else. It's absolutely okay to be doing things slower than other people. It's absolutely okay to detour and try something else, find it didn't work for you, then take another route. Your journey needs to be unique to you, and it's what makes you you. And it took me a long time to realize that that's okay. Embrace your uniqueness and love your faults as much as you do your successes. It's what makes you you. And be happy and dancing on your own, because you have got to be your best friend before you can expect other people to be around you and feel the same feeling that you do.
Just love that. It's so beautiful and really rather profound. And like you say, things are tough, but you have to accept where you are, no matter where that is, and just kind of keep enjoying the journey, because, you know, it is a journey, and yours has been a phenomenal one, and one I've thoroughly enjoyed learning about. Bushra, I would like to take a moment to wish you, the whole team / family there at Bushra Ali Solicitors, every continued success, joy and happiness. Thank you once again for your time.
Thank you so much, Tony. I really appreciate it.
We've just heard from Elite Koi Sports member Bushra Ali from Bushra Ali Solicitors. And her chosen support is going to Simply Gymnastics, based out in Dubai. Joining us now from Simply Gymnastics, it's my pleasure to welcome to you Sarah Mercer. Sarah, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. And how are you?
Doing very, very well. Lovely to speak with you. Again, I'm always intrigued to get to know the people I'm speaking with. And obviously, they're Simply Gymnastics. You are, you know, a great shooter, a great mentor. They're lucky, aren't they? Because you have an Olympic pedigree in that regard, Sarah.
I do. Yes, I represented Great Britain in 92 at the Barcelona Olympic Games.
I mean, what an honor, what an amazing experience that must have been. You know, in my time, I've been fortunate to speak to people like Sally Gunnell and a whole heap of others. But it's always astonishing me to speak with Olympians, because just give us an idea, if you can, of the elite level of discipline that's required to make it to that level, Sarah.
Tony, I mean, gymnastics is a sport that happens at quite a young age. So really, from the age of 12, you're training twice a day, six times a week. I mean, it would be the same as an adult and a full-time employment, you know, and as well trying to juggle schools at the same time. You know, it's a tough regime. You can't really be a child. I mean, literally at the age of 12, you have to be an adult and think like an adult and be responsible like an adult. So it's a beautiful sport to watch. But it's like most sports, very tough in the background, the things that people don't see.
Absolutely. And you are now taking that wealth of knowledge, that true appreciation for the beauty, but the required rigors of gymnastics, and out in Dubai with Simply Gymnastics, providing support to so many in that world. Tell us a little bit more about Simply Gymnastics, please.
So Simply Gymnastics is a we call it a British club, all British coaches, very much a family friendly club, not too big, but with enough gymnasts obviously to keep going, and I think that a lot of my students appreciate that family feel to the club. I'm a high performance coach, so I teach squad gymnasts 3 to 4 hours a day, 6 days a week. I also do some beginner classes. I do a lot of private work, because I work with children of determination, which prefer one-to-one sessions. And then, of course, I have my group of girls that are training with me that represented the UAE at the Special Olympics in 2019.
Never a dull moment for you, Sarah. There's an awful lot to sort of juggle and balance there. I suppose that early life focus and discipline is really assisting you now in your adult world.
Yeah, no, it really is. I mean, yeah, I think everything I do... it can even be just mopping the floors. I do with such grit and determination, because I don't even know how to do anything differently. It's in my makeup. It's what I grew up with, and, you know, what I've taken forward into my adult life. I have to give 100% of the time.
is an unbelievable attitude to have. I think that's absolutely astonishing. So how long have you been based there in, with Simply Gymnastics? And just give us a bit more of the history to the organisation, like I say, based in Dubai, but with that, I guess, expat feel.
So Simply Gymnastics is a club that's been going since 2014. The owner is a lady by the name of Lisa Slane. She came up with the concept and the idea. So it's basically her club that she's grown from start. She even still has some of the students that are still training there since the beginning. I joined Simply Gymnastics in September 2020, I'd like to say. And, you know, I obviously have a good rapport with a lot of my students who decided to come with me from another club to continue training with me. So I've been based there now for a year and a half.
Absolutely brilliant. And I like the sense there that it is this sort of family environment. I guess that's many ways where you bring the best out of each other, isn't it? When there's that sort of togetherness.
I think with a sport like gymnastics, there has to be a 100% trust between the parents to the coaches and for the gymnasts to the coaches. I mean, some of the stuff that these girls and boys are doing, you know, during the 3 or 4 hours, you know, you're basically holding their lives in your hands, you know, with making sure that they don't get injured and that they listen to their bodies. So yeah, that's when I say a family feel, it's like I have such wonderful parents and students that, you know, trust me implicitly with bringing their children to the club, and I always want to give that back to them, to know that their children are 100% safe when they're with me.
Always safety is paramount. But you mentioned there, beginning your time there at Simply Gymnastics around about 2020. It's been a strange time, hasn't it, Sarah, with the global context. And just give me a bit of a flavour, if you could, about some of the unique challenges that you and the team there at Simply Gymnastics have had to deal with during the COVID era.
It's been an interesting one. Obviously, we've got quite strict regulations here in the UAE. With we are required to wear masks wherever we go. So it's teaching in a mask can be quite interesting, because especially when you're throwing kids up in the air, you know, and you're trying to see at the same time what they're doing, you know, and because we're a small club, we do all of the sanitization and the cleaning ourselves to make sure that everything's 100% okay for the kids that are coming into the club. I think challenges, there's been a lot of lessons that have had to be done on Zoom. Things like competitions aren't as plentiful as they used to be, because we don't want to mix with other clubs as well. And then having to make the decision to isolate someone if you get that phone call to say so-and-so, you know, has tested positive, and then to make the call as to, one, be able to keep the club going, but two, to keep the club safe and the students inside it as well.
It really is a uniquely challenging time, and appreciate, you know, the almost the gymnastic way of being that we've all had to adapt to sort of deal with it. Sarah, it's amazing for me to spoke briefly with Abushra Ali, who is the elite sports member here at Koi Sports, and offering her support to Simply Gymnastics there. Just give us an idea, if you could, about how important these kind of donations are and how Bushra's contribution will prove vital.
Well, I think, Tony, these are tough times for everyone, especially from a financial point of view. And I think especially with the students that I work with, the girls that competed at the Special Olympics, people forget that not only do they have the cost of the sports and the schools and everything else, but most of these girls require an LSA learning support, which is not included in the fees at school. So this is an additional cost. So with this donation, it's a wonderful thing to receive. You know, I can go ahead and now buy them new leotards, and I can also put half of the money towards their term fees, you know, so that's one less cost on the parents of these girls.
Absolutely brilliant, and it's phenomenal to hear what great use you will be making of that, really enriching young people's lives there. It's really important that we don't forget the Special Olympics, isn't it? Obviously, the lights of the world are on the Olympics, and there's been great moves forwards with the Paralympics. But the Special Olympics, an entity in its own right, really is awesome. Tell us a little bit more about it for maybe those who aren't aware of this vital event.
Well, the Special Olympics, like the Summer and Winter Olympics, happens every 4 years. It certainly wasn't given. I don't think even in this country did the UAE have representation. But for them to invite the world to and host the games in 2019, it's changing a lot of the regulations here, making sports and everything else a lot more accessible for people of determination as well. So I think, you know, it was a huge statement by the government of the UAE to host the games in 2019. And since then, you find that clubs and lifestyle are becoming more inclusive, which is just amazing. It has such a significant importance because it should not just be for the abled people that can play sports. You know, sports should be for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I wholeheartedly agree with that. I think the values that sport provides, the lifelong friends that you benefit from it, again, are just amazing. And it is vital, I think, that the Special Olympics is opening this space out for those, as you say, with particular determinate needs. I want to come back, though, to the needs of Simply Gymnastics. And just remind us, if you could, of the best way to learn all about you guys.
Well, we have social media channels, and I've got them myself. But most of the social media is run by Lise. We're a club that in the south part of Dubai. We run classes on a daily basis. If there's anybody that requires any information, they can get in contact with the club. We are proud to say that we are 100% fully inclusive. So we welcome anyone and everyone.
It's a beautiful message, and you're doing amazing things there. Again, anything in closing, Sarah, that you'd like to just refresh, we bring to the table, or crystallize at all?
Obviously we touched base on the pandemic. It was very tough on children's mental health. And, you know, I think especially all children, but in specifically the children of determination, because, you know, they require routine, lengthy. I think with one of my students, I was on Zoom with her every day for 4 months, even if it was just to check in and see if she was okay. And I think that's the one thing that we need to focus on, is the mental health of kids at the moment. And if you can get them involved in some kind of sporting activity, I think that will really help the situation that they've had to deal with over the last 2 years.
I think you've made that point incredibly well. I think it's a vital point. And if you are considering sport, why not get involved with gymnastics? It will set you up with life with great disciplines. If you're out in Dubai or just want to learn, or the UAE, just want to learn a little bit more, Sarah, how can we do that about particularly to you guys at Simply Gymnastics?
Get involved, get in touch, come and join us. Honestly, group classes, one-to-ones, whatever the requirements are, we have the staff that will be able to assist.
That is what it's all about. Sarah, thank you so much indeed for your time. It's been a pleasure. And I'd like to wish you, team, and everybody out there all the very best for the rest of 2022 and beyond. Thank you for your time and company.
Thank you very much, Tony. Have a good day.
This has been Tony Rice for Koi Sports CIC Grassroots Podcast. If you like what you've heard and are interested in becoming a member of Koi Sports CIC, or simply looking for more information about all our phenomenal members and, of course, the amazing work being done here, take a moment and simply visit www.koisports.co.uk. I'll repeat, that's www.koisports.co.uk. And be sure to listen in next week for another Koi Sports CIC Grassroots Podcast. We'll be right back.